February 14th, from the Book of Numbers. Moses said to Yahuwah, "May Yahuwah, the God of the spirits of all mankind, appoint a man over this community to go out and come in before them, one who will lead them out and bring them in, so Yahuwah's people will not be like sheep without a shepherd." So Yahuwah said to Moses, "Take Yeshua, son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay your hand on him. Have him stand before Eleazar the priest and the entire assembly, and commission him in the presence. Give him some of your authority so the whole Israelite community will obey him. He is to stand before Eleazar the priest, who will obtain decisions for him by inquiring of the Urim before Yahuwah. At his command, he and the entire community of the Israelites will go out, and at his command they will come in." Moses did as Yahuwah commanded him. He took Yeshua and had him stand before Eleazar the priest and the whole assembly. Then he laid his hands on him and commissioned him as Yahuwah instructed through Moses. The Reubenites and Gadites, who had very large herds and flocks, saw the lands of Jazer and Gilead, that they were suitable for livestock. So they came to Moses and Eleazar the priest and to the leaders of the community and said, "Ataroth, Dibon, Jazer, Nimrah, Heshbon, Elealeh, Sebam, Nebo, and Beon, the land Yahuwah subdued before the people of Israel, are suitable for livestock, and your servants have livestock. If we have found favor in your eyes," they said, "let this land be given to your servants as our possession. Do not make us cross the Jordan." Moses said to the Gadites and Reubenites, "Shall your countrymen go to war while you sit here? Why do you discourage the Israelites from going over into the land Yahuwah has given them? This is what your fathers did when I sent them from Kadesh Barnea to look over the land. After they went up to the valley of Eshcol and viewed the land, they discouraged the Israelites from entering the land Yahuwah had given them. Yahuwah's anger was aroused that day, and he swore this oath, 'Because they have not followed me wholeheartedly, not one of the men 20 years old or more who came up out of Egypt will see the land I promised on oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Not one except Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, and Yeshua, son of Nun, for they followed Yahuwah wholeheartedly. Yahuwah's anger burned against Israel, and he made them wander in the desert 40 years until the whole generation of those who had done evil in his sight was gone. And here you are, a brood of sinners, standing in the place of your fathers and making Yahuwah even more angry with Israel. If you turn away from following him, he will again leave all this people in the desert, and you will be the cause of their destruction." Then they came up to him and said, "We would like to build pens here for our livestock and cities for our women and children, but we are ready to arm ourselves and go ahead of the Israelites until we have brought them to their place. Meanwhile, our women and children will live in fortified cities for protection from the inhabitants of the land. We will not return to our homes until every Israelite has received his inheritance. We will not receive any inheritance with them on the other side of the Jordan, because our inheritance has come to us on the east side of the Jordan." Then Moses said to them, "If you will do this, if you will arm yourselves before Yahuwah for battle, and if all of you will go armed over the Jordan before Yahuwah until he has driven his enemies out before him, then when the land is subdued before Yahuwah, you may return and be free from your obligation to Yahuwah and to Israel. And this land will be your possession before Yahuwah. But if you fail to do this, you will be sinning against Yahuwah, and you may be sure that your sin will find you out. Build cities for your women and children and pens for your flocks, but do what you have promised." The Gadites and Reubenites said to Moses, "We, your servants, will do as our Lord commands. Our children and wives, our flocks and herds will remain here in the cities of Gilead. But your servants, every man armed for battle, will cross over to fight before Yahuwah, just as our Lord says." Then Moses gave orders about them to Eleazar the priest and Yeshua son of Nun, and to the family heads of the Israelite tribes. He said to them, "If the Gadites and Reubenites, every man armed for battle, cross over the Jordan with you before Yahuwah, then when the land is subdued before you, give them the land of Gilead as their possession. But if they do not cross over with you armed, they must accept their possession with you in Canaan." The Gadites and Reubenites answered, "Your servants will do what Yahuwah has said. We will cross over before Yahuwah into Canaan, armed, but the property we inherit will be on this side of the Jordan." Then Moses gave to the Gadites, the Reubenites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, son of Joseph, the kingdom of Sihon, king of the Amorites, and the kingdom of Og, king of Bashan, the whole land with its cities and the territory around them. The Gadites built up Dibon, Ataroth, Aroer, Atroth, Shofan, Jazir, Jogbeha, Beth Nimra, and Beth Haran as fortified cities, and built pens for their flocks. And the Reubenites rebuilt Heshbon, Elealeh, and Kiriathim, as well as Nebo and Baal Meon. These names were changed, and Sibmah. They gave names to the cities they rebuilt. The descendants of Machir, son of Manasseh, went to Gilead, captured it, and drove out the Amorites who were there. So Moses gave Gilead to the Machrites, the descendants of Manasseh, and they settled there. Jair, descendant of Manasseh, captured their settlements and called them Havoth Jair. And Nobah captured Kenath and its surrounding settlements and called it Nobah after himself. Then Moses set aside three cities east of the Jordan, to which anyone who had killed a person could flee if he had unintentionally killed his neighbor without malice aforethought. He could flee into one of those cities and save his life. The cities were these: Bezer in the desert plateau for the Reubenites, Ramath in Gilead for the Gadites, and Golan in Bashan for the Manassites. On the plains of Moab by the Jordan across from Jericho, Yahuwah said to Moses, "Speak to the Israelites and say to them, 'When you cross the Jordan into Canaan, drive out all the inhabitants of the land before you. Destroy all their carved images and their cast idols, and demolish all their high places. Take possession of the land and settle in it, for I have given you the land to possess. Distribute the land by lot, according to your clans. To a larger group give a larger inheritance, and to a smaller group a smaller one. Whatever falls to them by lot will be theirs. Distribute it according to your ancestral tribes. But if you do not drive out the inhabitants of the land, those you allow to remain will become barbs in your eyes and thorns in your sides. They will give you trouble in the land where you will live, and then I will do to you what I plan to do to them. Remember what the Amalekites did to you along the way when you came out of Egypt. When you were weary and worn out, they met you on the journey and cut off all who were lagging behind. They had no fear of God. When Yahuwah your God gives you rest from all the enemies around you in the land he has given you to possess as an inheritance, you shall blot out the memory of Amalek from under heaven. Do not forget." Yahuwah said to Moses, "Command the Israelites and say to them, 'When you enter Canaan, the land that will be allotted to you as an inheritance will have these boundaries. Your southern side will include some of the desert of Zin along the border of Edom. On the east, your southern border boundary will start from the end of the Salt Sea, cross south of Scorpion Pass, continue on to Zin, and go south of Kadesh Barnea. Then it will go to Hazar Adar and over to Asmon, where it will turn, join the Wadi of Egypt and end at the sea. Your western boundary will be the coast of the Great Sea. This will be your boundary on the west. For your northern boundary, run a line from the Great Sea to Mount Hor and from Mount Hor to Lebo Hamath. Then the boundary will go to Zedad, continue to Ziphron, and end at Hazar Enan. This will be your boundary on the north. For your eastern boundary, run a line from Hazar Enan to Shepham. The boundary will go down from Shepham to Riblah on the east side of An and continue along the slopes of the east of the Sea of Kinnereth. Then the boundary will go down along the Jordan and end at the Salt Sea. This will be your land with its boundaries on every side." Moses commanded the Israelites, "Assign this land by lot as an inheritance. Yahuwah has ordered that it be given to the 9.5 tribes because of the families of the tribe of Reuben, the tribe of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh have received their inheritance. These 2.5 tribes have received their inheritance on the east side of the Jordan of Jericho toward the sunrise." Yahuwah said to Moses, "These are the names of the men who are to assign the land for you as an inheritance: Eleazar the priest and Yeshua son of Nun. And appoint one leader from each tribe to help assign the land. These are their names: Caleb, son of Jephunneh, from the tribe of Judah; Shemuel, son of Ammihud, from the tribe of Simeon; Eliadad, son of Kislon, from the tribe of Benjamin; Bukai, son of Joglai, the leader from the tribe of Dan; Haniel, son of Ephod, the leader from the tribe of Manasseh, son of Joseph; Kemuel, son of Shiptan, the leader from the tribe of Ephraim, son of Joseph;
Elizaphan, son of Parnak, the leader from the tribe of Zebulun. Paltiel, son of Azan, the leader from the tribe of Issachar. Ahihud, son of Shelomai, the leader from the tribe of Asher. Pedahel, son of Amahud, the leader from the tribe of Naphtali. These are the men Yahuwah commanded to assign the inheritance to the Israelites in the land of Canaan. On the plains of Moab by the Jordan across from Jericho, Yahuwah said to Moses, "Command the Israelites to give the Levites towns to live in from the inheritance the Israelites will possess, and give them pasture lands around the towns. Then they will have towns to live in and pasture lands for their cattle, flocks, and all the other livestock. The pasture lands around the towns that you give the Levites will extend out 1,500 feet from the town wall. Outside the town, measure 3,000 feet on the east side, 3,000 on the south side, 3,000 on the west, and 3,000 on the north, with the town in the center. They will have this area as pasture land for the towns. Six of the towns you give the Levites will be cities of refuge, to which a person who has killed someone may flee. In addition, give them 42 other towns. In all, you must give the Levites 48 towns, together with their pasture lands. The towns you give the Levites from the land the Israelites possess are to be given in proportion to the inheritance of each tribe. Take many towns from a tribe that has many, but few from one that has few.